We left off yesterday in Shir with a few different ways to understand the relationship between the din of the Mishnah of Shnayim, Shnayim, Badin and Nefashos, when they're considered to be one kind of Eidim, one big kind of Eidim. If they see each other, Ron Elis Elu, if they're considered Shtei Eidios, they don't see each other. And then the Mishnah goes on to say the halach, if they're two Eidios, then Nimsa Achazo Memes, Hare Huvehena Herogin, as opposed to the case where they're considered Eidos Achas. What is the relationship between that halacha and that which is stated in the Gemara, the din of Eidos Miuchedes? The Gemara brings the din of Eidos Miuchedes, learned out of a pasuk, Lo Yumas Api Eid Echad, which is a specific pasuk by din in the Fashos. That means Eidos Miuchedes means Echad Echad. They don't see each other. And then the halacha is you cannot kill the person, you cannot kill the Nidon based on Eid Echad Bechalon Zeh, the Eid Echad Mechalon Zeh. The Gemara goes on to say that by Dinim Mamanis it's different. By Dinim Mamanis you can paskin based on Eidos Miuchedes. Exactly what's the nature of that halach? That by Eidos Miuchedes, by Mamon, it works. And how does that relate to the din of the Mishnah that speaks about Dinim Nefashos by Shtayim Shtayim that don't see each other? And what would be the halacha in a parallel case by Mamanis? So the way that we set it up in terms of the conceptual Hakira is what exactly is the halacha by Mamanis when we consider Miuchedes to be valid Eidus? Does it mean, because by the Fashis it's clear you need a kat of Eidus. You need the two, the Echad and the Echad to combine to be a kat of Shtayim. That's by the Fashis. So clearly, if you don't have the sufficient level of seiruf that they can grow in Eilus Eilu, then you don't have the koach of a kat of Shtayim. By Mamanis, you could say one of two ways. The reason why it works is because the level of seiruf, the standard of seiruf is different. You need the combined power of a kat of Shtayim, but you have it even though each individual age saw it from a different window. Nevertheless, they combine that anyway. It's considered to be a kat of Shtayim, and it counts as a kat of Shtayim with the tseiruf, even without the formal Rohan Eilus Eilu. That's one way to understand it. Alternatively, one could say that the reason Eidos Miuchedes by Mamon works is because you don't need tseiruf. It's sufficient by Mamonis to have Echad and Echad. You don't need the combined koach of a kat of Shtayim. You need Eid Echad plus Eid Echad, one and one is good enough. Those are the two ways to understand. And of course, that would impact on how you understand the Mishnah, if the din of the Mishnah, of Shnayim Shnayim, where they're not Rohan Eilus Eilu, and the Mishnah says in that case that they are Shtei Eidios. So what would be the analogous case by Mamanis? Is the fact that the Mishnah says Eidos by Nefashos, Shtayim and Shtayim that don't see each other is not considered to be one Eidos, it's considered Shtei Eidios. Is that based on the same concept that Eidos Miuchedes is possible by Nefashos? Which would mean by Mamanis that such a case would be fine. So for example, in the case of Mamon, if you had a case like this where they didn't see each other, but they would naturally combine. And the applications would be the dinim of the Mishnah, for example, by Hazama, or the other Nafgamina, Nimsa Karbo Pasul, because they're naturally combined. That's if you'd understand the Mishnah's din as predicated on the so that the standard of Seiruf is different by Nefashis, by Mamanis. Because by Mamanis, you can have a Seiruf without Rohan Eilus Eilu. So that means, again, that the din of the Mishnah by Mamanis would be different, that they would always be Eidos Achas. Or do we say no? The fact that Eidos Miuchedes is good by Mamon, what that means is that by Mamon you don't need a tziruf. You can have one and one, and it can count for Bezin to Paskin. But if you can need a tziruf, for example, if you want to know, do I have a cut of four, or a cut of two, and a separate cut of two, so then in terms of combining them as a cut of four, you need the same thing the Mishnah says. You need Rohan Eilus Eilu, Bebedin Nefashos, Bebedin Mamon. You understand, so the Hakira that we presented yesterday, again, we'll soon plug it in, is very much tied in to how to understand the Mishnah and whether the halacha in the Mishnah that talks about Seiruf being a function of ro and elus elu is specific to din nefashos as opposed to mamonis, or the halacha is just as much by mamonis because that which miuchedes is good by mamonis, not because they have the tziruf without seeing each other, because you don't need tziruf. Okay, but tziruf itself is only accomplished through what Mishnah tells us, through ro and elus elu. So, yesterday we began to analyze this question through the prism of Rashi, through the prism of the Ramban, who brought in the Ksugya in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, and we left off at the Ritva. And that's going to be the Ravid that the Ritva quoted as well. So let's quickly chazer from yesterday what we saw in Rashi, the Rabbi Hananel as well, Lu'umas what we saw, starting with the Ramban, and then we'll go from there to the Ritva. So the Gemara, after quoting the statement that we have b'shem Rav Nachman, others have the gifts of Rav Yehuda, that it is miyuchedes is kasher badini maminis, because we darshan liyimas apia idachad b'din nefashu suda en ksheir din maminis ksheira. So Rav Zutra, the gifts that we have is Rav Zutra, ask a kasher b'din nefashu tatsil. If this is correct, that miyuchedes is kasher badini maminis, then even by nefashos we should say that in our Mishnah, even though the Shtayim Mechalon Zeh and the Shtayim Mechalon Zeh did not see each other, we shouldn't say Hu Vehein Neherogin, because they're Shtei Evios. Hu Vehein Neherogin, meaning that we kill the two that we imagine as a separate entity. We kill him because we don't consider this to be Nimsa Karbos Yudusim B'Tela, even though if you assume that one is a Zomim, it makes Yudusim B'Tela, but we don't say that that's not what happened here. It's two separate Kitos. But the Gemara is pressing that, no, if in fact you hold that Edus Miuchedes Kasha by Mammon, then we should therefore look into the Mishnah's din, and we should have a problem with why the Mishnah says, in the case of Shtayim Shtayim, that don't see each other, that we say Huvein Narogin, we should allow there to be a Tziruf, for purposes of sparing the life, certainly of the Edom that you were mazim, because we see them as part of the other cut as well, so you weren't mazim the whole cut, and possibly also, as Rashi and Tosfos learn, sparing the life of the person, because we have a lach of nitzakar v'pasu, it's all one cut. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Gemara doesn't answer it, but there's obviously an answer. What's the pshat in the kasha of the Gemara? The way Rashi and the Rach learn, what emerges from this reading of the Gemara's kasha seems very clear. Again, not to chazer everything, just to bring it, again, bring the focus to where we are now. According to Rashi and the Rach, it's clear that the Gemara's assumption in asking this kasha is that the halacha of Edus Miuchedes by Mammon being kasher is that you have the tziruf even though they didn't see each other. Even though you have one and one, you have two. And the same way you have two, when you have two windows, each one with one aid, so you should have a cut of four when you have two aidim and two aidim from separate windows without seeing each other. It should be considered a cut of four. If it has to do with Hatzalah of Nefashas. The same way, by Mamanis, you have a Tseruf without the formal seeing each other. So the Gemara is pushing to say the same thing by Nefashos, Lahatzil. Why should we do it at Lahatzil? So Rashi says, because the Yitzilu Ha'eda dictates that we should understand that it's only by Echad Echad the Torah rejects one and one to become two. But for purposes of Hatzalah, we should in fact make two and two into four because of the Yitzilu Ha'eda. So don't extend that idea that the Torah does not want to make it see by the Fashos of one and one to also the case of two and two, where what's at stake would be saving a life. There we should let it be at Tziruf, regardless of the fact that they didn't see each other. This is Rashi. Rabbeinu Hananel's angle is even more simple. He says the entire premise of the halacha of Edus Miuchedes being no good by Nefashos is the fact that Torah is chasaleh. The Torah obviously wants to spare the person's life. So Torah makes the bar higher and says, no, one and one cannot give you two. But to the extent that we're not saving lives by not combining, to the contrary, we're saving lives by combining, the halacha should not exist. And obviously, we should allow them to combine. The Torah is holding the bar higher and not letting it combine because we want to save a life. But over here, to combine is to save a life, so let them combine. That's the Rach. So obviously, the premise of the whole question is that in as much as the Alma by Maimonides, Eidos Mecheres is good because it combines, so therefore we should allow ourselves to see the two and two as combined by Nefashos, in the case of the Mishnah, Lahatzin. That's the way it comes out according to Rashi in the Rach. And then what follows from that is, as we said before, that the entire din of the Mishnah is predicated on the psul of Eidos Mecheres of Nefashos, in the case of two and two. Analogous case by Mammon would not bring the same halacha with it to the Katrari. They would in fact be viewed as one kat in all situations, whether they saw each other, whether they didn't see each other. The Ritva had a different reading of the Gemara's Kasha, which obviously does not force us to assume this at all, because the Ritva read the Kasha, the Gemara, of El Me'ata B'dina Fashas Tatsil, not that since they combine by Mammonis, so therefore we should say that they combine by Nefashos by two and two. He doesn't say the word combine. He says it's a way of looking at the words of the Pasuk. The words of the Pasuk that tell you the Nefash, that Eitz Mecheres is no good, doesn't say in the Pasuk that we're coming to exclude Mammonis versus Nefashos. It could just as well be read as excluding Nefashos lahatzil versus Nefashos laharog. Lo yumas apiyedachad. So you're using that and reading into that, lo yumas apiyedachad, but mamma, this is okay. Maybe I can go beyond that and say, lo yumas apiyedachad, the Torah is only giving me this halacha that they're not mitzarev when it comes to killing. When you want to combine one and one, you're going to be killing the person based on the tziruf. But when the tziruf is nogea hatzala, like two and two, that if you would combine them, you would actually be saving a life. So there the Torah never said that they can't combine. So it's a different reading of the Gemara's Kasha. According to this, the nature of the halacha of Mammonis, that it's okay to have one and one, doesn't have to mean tziruf. It could mean one and one is okay. But the Kasha still stands for itself. Let's be medayik. The same way you want to exclude Mammonis on its terms from the Pasuk, from the Drasha, I'll exclude the Nefashos cases on its terms. By Nefashos, it has to be a tziruf, I understand. By Mammonis, it could be no need for tziruf. According to the Ritva, we're not tied in. And as we'll soon see, Mir Hashem, for the Ritva, it's even more clear from the other things in the Ritva that you probably saw in the morning, that the Ritva Taka learns that the Yesod of Miucheres by Mammon is not the Pshat that you don't need that you have a tziruf without seeing each other, but you don't need the tziruf. You soon see the first says nefurish, that if you had a case of one and one, and one it becomes a carbal puzzle, Ritva goes on record, as you saw, what does he say about the other eight? Even though it's strange, and you could be one and one based in Kapaskin, but nevertheless, one and one, one becomes puzzle. And in the Din of Karvel Pasul, at the end of the day, we took on Amid Aleph, according to Rebbe, that Dini Mammonis have the Din of Karvel Pasul. At the end of the day, even though the way the Drasha starts, you wouldn't be able to say this, because Mashnayim, but at the end of the day, we established Amid Aleph through it, but himself said it. However, we know it, that the Din of Karvel Pasul by Mammonis would mean that if one out of two becomes a Karvel Pasul, the other one doesn't have the ability of Mechai B'Shvi. And here the reverse is otherwise. By the case of Miuchedes, again, a normal case is different. The case of Miuchedes, so then the other egg wouldn't be Chedesh. So what does that indicate? That obviously that which Miuchedes works by Mammonis is not Betoras Tziruf, but that you don't need it. But we'll still get to the Ritva again. So where do we go from there? So we had Rashi, we had the Rach, we went to the Ramban. Ramban, as does the Ritva and other Rishonim, raised the question from Bishul ben Karcha in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. Shita for Bishul ben Karcha, that the Gemara seems to conclude is a halacha, and Ardoi Paskin that way. Halva achar halva, the words are mitzdarfin, but let's not get confused by the words. Halva achar halva, mitzdarfin. What does it mean? A single eight testifies about halva from Reuven to Shimon on Sunday. Another aide testifies about Ahavat Reuven to Shimon on Wednesday. They're not talking about the same money. It's a different story. So Shimon Karcha holds, what? They combine, quote unquote, they combine the paskin that Reuven, that the money is owed. Shimon owes Reuven $100. Asks the Ramban, asks many Rishonim, so what is the big deal in our Gemara? Makas Davav on the days? The Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Mammon. Wow, Chidush. Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Mammon. Only by Nefashos, Lo Yumas, Apier Echad. But by Mammon is kosher. Wow, big Chidush, earth shattering Chidush. Shubei Karcha says, Halva Acha Halva. You're talking about one window, same ice. Big Chidush, you can, it's okay. It's kosher, you can accept it. A different story. A different money. And you can paskin that he owes the $100. Different story. So what's the Pope? Tumul over here. So the Ramban says, our sugya obviously does not follow the Shumakar. Our sugya is going according to the Chachamim who disagree with the Shumakar. And he brings the old Rasha, the Chachamim of Rasha, the who aid. So it has to be that there has to be on the same Maisa. Comes the Gemara and says, but if they saw the same Maisa, but from different vantage points, Chalon Echad and Chalon Acher, that's good enough for the Chachamim to combine to see it as a Kadosh Shtayim. According to Shub Ben Karcha, there is no such idea, the Ramban says. According to Shub Ben Karcha, it's not the Pshat that they combine. Even though the word is mitzdarfin over there, but it's not mitzdarfin in the sense that we're discussing now, that you have a koach of a kind of shtayim. Shub Ben Karcha's mitzdarfin would just mean that it is one plus one, which is good enough for mammonis. And obviously, if that's good enough for mammonis, then there's nothing to talk about over here. Then one halva, two windows, is the same. But notice, it's not better. The Ramban doesn't leave room for two tiers within Rav Shub Ben Karcha. Who's going to do that, Rabosai, moving ahead? The Ravid is going to do that. The Ravid, where we're going soon, is going to allow Shub Ben Karcha to have a second tier, the possibility of Tzeruv. The Ramban doesn't do that. Ramban assumes Shub Ben Karcha, it's only one idea, and that is, you don't need Tzeruv. To what extent do you need Tzeruv? Even if it's a different halva, you can paskin based on the one and the one, because you know between one aid and another aid, that person owes $100. And obviously, two windows in the same halva is no different, but no better either. No different, but not better. Therefore, our sugya can always square with the Chachamim. This is where we left off with the Ramban. So if I were to ask the Kasha of the Gemara, Ela Meyata, now that you're telling me one and one is good enough by dini mamonis, so elameyata v'dinei nefashos tatzil alamatan hu behenei rogin. This kasha was asked on Rav Nachman, or the girsa of Ramban was Rav Yehuda. Could this kasha have been asked on Rav Shul ben Karcha from the Mishnah? Shaking your head, you're right. No, you could not have asked him. Why? Because Rav ben Karcha's halacha is halacha that you don't need tzeruv. So it's something to ask in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, you want to push for what in the Mishnah? That two and two should become combined as a kata four, lahatzil es ha zomim min, ves hanidon Rashi adds. But Shub Ben Karcha doesn't give you any leeway to do that. All he's done is establish for us that dini mammonis you can have based on paskin, based on one and one. So the kasha of dafka could only be, according to Rav Nachman or the gifts of Rav Yehuda, that allows for the Chachamim who don't agree with Rosh Ben Karcha. They don't know about one and one, but they do know that two windows can create one and one equals two. So two, let's make two and two equal four, Yagabi Hatzola of the Nefashis. That's where the Kasha is relevant, but it could not have been asked according to Ben Karcha. This is the Ramban, this is what we left off yesterday. It's important.
Clarify,
good. Yes.
$100
on $100 on Sunday, one aid testifies of that. $100 loan on Wednesday, the other aid testifies of that. Basin Kempaskin, that the Lova, the same Lova, the same Malva, in the two different adios, we established that that Lova owes the Malva $100. Even though each aid, yeah, it's $100, it's the same amount of money, but it's a different money. It's a $100 loan. One aid talked about $100 loan took place on one day, and the other aid testifies on Monday. Or Hodach, Havachar Hodah, same thing. One aid testifies that Reuben was Moda to Shimon, that he owes $100 to him. Yeah? That was one aid. Another aid says that 5 days later, Reuben borrowed $100 from Shimon. What can Beis Din do according to Shimon Kacha? Make Reuben pay $100 to Shimon, because we have one aid and another aid, each of which is establishing guilt of $100 payment that's owed from Reuben to Shimon. Why does the first aid say he owes $100? Because Reuben confessed to that. And why does the other aid say he owes $100? Because he borrowed 5 days later. That which was mowed there was not the same $100 that he borrowed 5 days later. What's the story? The story could not have been that we know from two aid there was a loan on Wednesday, if only one aid said there was a loan on Wednesday. But there was one aid that said there was a loan on Wednesday. There was another aid that said there was a confession to $100 that's owed on Sunday. What can we do as a Beis Din? We can take the two Aidim, each one spoke about $100 that's owed from Reuben to Shimon, and we can put one plus one to the extent that we can mechayev him $100. Are we creating a kat of shtayim here to establish a particular fact? Have we been able to do that? How could you? It's hard. Says Rabban, it's not that. It's not seiruf. It's mitzdarfin, not in the sense that we want to use the word for us. It's mitzdarfin, meaning that Beis Din can now work with the one and one and paskin chiyuv. I want to go to the Ritva. Now the Ritva brings the Ravid. The Ravad. It's quoted differently in terms of the name. The Ramban doesn't mention what he said. He just says I don't agree with it. Ritva quotes what the Ravid, when you say the word Ravid, learns to answer this kash. But Rav Avram, Beis Din, the Ravid tirates. Again, this is the kasha that everyone is struggling with. How? What do you make of this Gemara? What a earth-shattering chidush. Eidus Miochandes is kasha by Mamun. How kind one can shub and karcha? Halva, acha halva, mitstauf in the chaybo mane. Afo pi, as a read, I mean, from the Ritva, abi shaho yu shtei halvos chalukos, velo ro zeh zeh klal. Kosha came zu. So what's the chidush here? Kosh came zu. Shahaya maise echad, uberega echad, ela shaho zeh zeh. Do you have to tell me that that works? If you already know that two separate halvos work, so obviously, the same ma'aseh that they do to each other is not going to be any worse than that. That's a kasha. Says the Ravid, it's a different take on the words. Here is Rav Nachman, so we'll go with that. Rav Nachman hachi kamar. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Rav Nachman said, Eidus miuchedes kishera bedini mamonis. What did we think it meant? That these in Kepaskin based on Eidus miuchedes. Each aid saw the halva from a different window. We would think you couldn't paskin that he owes money. So he says, yes, no, that wouldn't be a chiddush. We know Shimon Karcha told us even two separate halvos they can paskin. So what does he really mean? Says the Ravid, something else. Eidus miuchedes kashav din mamis bishekulak sheira. In other words, Ravid is reading into the words of Rav Nachman, and it's not going to like how it sounds in the words, meaning to say that they're all, it's kshera the imams, they are one kat. As long as it's all kasher, then everything is good, nothing falls apart. Kshera b'din imamis, meaning as long as they're all kosher, then Beis Din has the ability to extract the payment. But it is miuchedes, if everyone is kosher, there's no karvo pasul, then all systems can move forward, and we have a right to pasch. The Eidus did not crumble. That means ksheira b'dini mamis. The shekua ksheira. As opposed to what? That would not work. And that's really what Rav Nachman is getting at. Not that you can use one aid from one window to combine with an aid in another window. You can use one aid on Sunday with one aid on Wednesday. The issue is something else. That it has to be at the kula ksheira. As opposed to what, says Rav Nachman, la'afuke, imhoi echamem karbo pasul, edusim b'teila, kevan dalva achas. In a case of edus miuchedes, where they're seeing one halva, it's mefurish in the Ritva, that this is only because it's one halva. But they saw one halva, each one from a different window, and therefore what has occurred? What have I created here? What dynamic, what mechanism is now in place? At Siruf. Again, who are we going according to? Which Tana that we hold like? Shabakarch. The pashtus is, I think there's no two ways around it from the words. The Me'iri is even more mefurish. This is difficult. Iksos Uchora took it not this way, but as many ask on Iksos, the words are clear. If it were the case of Halva Achar Halva, the rabbi would not have been saying this. If one of those Aden, the one from Sunday's Halva, the one from Wednesday's Halva, would be Pasul, that would not disqualify the other aid. The rabbi never meant it for that case. Which case did he mean it for? A case where they saw one halva from different windows. Here, Rav Shul ben Karcha, who we hold like, would require both Aden to be ksheirim. Edus miuchedes ksheira b'dini mamines. You needed to be kosher through and through, without any karvo pasul. Why? What's the rabbi telling us? Because if you have a situation like this, of shtai echad mechalun zeh, echad mechalun zeh, the same halva, by dinim maminis, they are memela considered, even though they didn't see each other, they are memela considered to be karachas. If they're karachas, the chips are going to fall where they do. What's going to be? If one becomes karav apostle, the other one loses his koach, can't mechay v'shvua. And what will be the Gemara's kasha now? Elameyata. Now, how would you read the Gemara's kasha? If this is so, that by dini mamnes you can consider it to be karachas and nimsa karbosis of the tela, so then we should also say, because you're medayik, well, you must appear irachad. Only by dini nefashas they can combine, but for mamnes they could combine, meaning with this nafkamina. So then, why don't we also combine two and two by nefashos if the fallout would be lahatzil. Only if it's to kill one and one by nefashos, I understand you can't combine to make them a kat of shtayim. But if you want to make a kat of four out of two and two, the same way you can make a kat of two out of one and one by mamanis, you should be able to make a kat of four by the nefashos lahatzil. And again, so in this regard, it's al derech Rashi. And if I were to ask you again the question from before, taking a second, Barak, if you to ask the question from before, Shnayim Shnayim by Mamanis, Ein Ro'en Elu Es Elu, what will be the halacha in the Mishnah? Obviously for the Ravid? What? One kata, two kitos? By Mamanis?
One.
Forget it, it's Alderach Rashi in that regard. And the Ravid's done, he sort of solved his kasha from the Shul ben Karcha by reading Rav Nachman's statement as not affirming that Basin can paskin by one and one in a case of miuchedes. That's no chiddush. But that you would create here a kal achas b'nogea da halacha nimsa karvo pasul. No, Barak, yeah.
The Yisod of the Bible is saying right now about that they're going to possibly they're not rolling in the Zelu. Does that throw, would you disagree then with the riff that we talk about, that if one of them claims to not have rolling, that the other one was karvo, the riff possibly that
what riff are you referring to? They didn't know. The riff, Shuva is a riff from before. Okay, this you have to go back to the old issue. Those are other issues of Karva Pasul. I don't know, whatever you hold, whatever the rabbi will hold on that, he'll hold over here. That halacha, that Shuva is a riff that you're talking about, the Shogigin, they're not aware of each other. Yeah, it's interesting. It knows, how can you think, how can it shtin? If you hold like that riff, that they don't know about the existence of the other one, there's no psul, then a chori here didn't know about the existence. It's a good ha'ara. Is it good? So it sounds like maybe he didn't accept that riff. Otherwise, yeah. I hear it. It's a good shtark ahara. What about that riff that says if they know about each other, you wouldn't say nimsa karbu pasul? Good. It's a good time. I don't know. Think about it. But that, you know, that's for itself. Could be that the rabbi doesn't accept it. But that's not part of what it's about asking the rabbi. Yes.
Could you just repeat the point about that they're always going to be considered a kasa achas? So if there's a karbu pasul involved, we'll have that with batul.
Yeah, to the extent that you've created one entity of a kat of Eden, so then if one of those members of the integrated kat is a karbo puzzle, so everything falls apart, right? That's the premise. The question is, when do I have one kat, when do I have two kitos? The Mishnah establishes a difference between Roan Elis Eil versus Aaron Elis Eil by Nefashos. The Gemara is asking, given what you say by Nemuminis, that you say Niuchedis is kosher, We should now assume for the Mishnah's case that we should not view them as shtei edios and kill the domina, kill the nidon. We should say that they're one edus and they're one kat, and therefore spear the edim and spear the nidon. So again, the pshat of the kasha would be al derech Rashi. And the assumption, what emerges from the Ravid, is of Shua ben Karcha's position would, of course, like we said before, that would not, in terms of his case, that is, that would not be viewed as an integrated kat. That would be a one-on-one. But unlike the Ramban, who said of Shua ben Karcha would not differentiate between the case of Havach Alva and the case of Edus Miuchedes, in both cases, I don't have anything more than a one-on-one, the Ravid's take on the words of Rav Nachman is within Rav Shua ben Karcha. That when I have a situation of Miuchedes, I've created a kat of shtayim. My nafkamina for karbo pasul.
Is there a reason why the
Ravid
is only nafkamina as karbo pasul, and you didn't bring up
Osama?
Potential
nafkamina, I think because of the words. Because what he wants to do is he wants to fit the words in. The Rav's not going to be happy as it is with the words. Eidus miyuches ksheira b'dini mamnis. What does it sound like to your ears? What's the chiddush of Rav Nachman? What's he coming to teach me? The basin can pass the basin. That's how it sounds. That's how we thought of it. That's what the Ramban and the Ritva at the end are going to learn. The Ravid has to turn it around because of the kasha. So ask the Ritva, the Ein Zanachal. First of all, but here's what I want to think about with you. The Ritva's kasha. Now, here's where we begin to pin the Ritva down on this question. Okay, what's our question that we're wrestling with? The halacha of Yuchedes by Mamon. That's kasha. One and one is kasha by Mamonis. But Nachman's statement, does that mean that I have the koach of a kadosh shtayim without seeing each other? There is still a natural tziruf anyway. The standards of tziruf are lower. I need a kadosh shtayim, but I have it. Or does it mean I don't need shtayim? I need one and one. So we've seen so far Rashi, the Rach, to mean that I have the tziruf. And for the Ravid as well right now, that's what I have. And that's a direct consequence of the din of the Mishnah, right? Because the din of the Mishnah is establishing by Nefashos that I need this level tzeirus. The bar is higher. You need Ron Elis Elu. But the Mishnah is specific to Nefashos. What's by Maminis? So there, obviously, the tzeirus, the level, the threshold is lower. That's why one and one is good enough. And that's why two and two that don't see each other would end up meaning a chumrah, right? What would it mean? That nimsa karbo pasul from the other windows group would affect these edim or not?
No.
No, because lemaisa by mumnis. No, okay. By mumnis. Get backwards. If the tzeruf standard is lower, then what would mean if one of the edim of one window is pasul? Then what would that mean? There'd be one edus. It would. Does that mean that we're being more machmir by mumnis more than the fashos according to the way we just read the Mishnah? Or is that just a natural outgrowth of what the Mishnah is saying? Listen carefully. Well, let's read in the Ritva, the second kasha of the Ritva. Yaakov. Yeah, right. Okay, let's read. The Ein Zanachal. Why? Number one, Chada. The iha asar of Nachman Lashminan. If Rav Nachman is coming to tell me that they all have to be kosher, because if one of these edim is pasul, then it's going to be a problem in the others. Hechi sasim lishni lo makshir b'dini mamnis. Why does he say the lashon kshir b'dini mamnis? The kaveh the psula asar Lashminan b'psula habli laruyeh. The words should have been speaking to the din that you want to get to. You should say that edus milchedes, if one is a karov, then the others are pasul. What are you doing? You're speaking in riddles, you know. Kshem din imamnis. What do you mean? That they have to be kasher, lafuke, if one is pasul, then you'll... So say the din! That nipsuk are pasul, then there should be a problem. You want to get to the halacha that there'll be a problem in a certain case. Tell me the case and tell me the problem. Why are you talking about kshem? It sounds like the kshem is the psak, not a standard in order to lafuke a case that'll be no good. The words don't seem to say what the rabbi is saying. That's the first kash. Okay. Good. Makabo. That's... The rabbi felt it could fit the words, the verses don't fit the words. I want to know the next line of the Ritva. What is the next kasha? And this is going to be the giveaway to the issue of how the Ritva thought about this issue of Eidus Miuchenes by Mammon. What's the next kasha of the Ritva? The Ode. Further kasha on the rabbi. Lama Nachmir Bedini Mammonis Yosef Medin Nefashis. What have you done, according to the rabbi? What follows now? You're being machmir by mamonis. What do you mean machmir? Meaning you're creating a halacha of nimsa karvo pasa dusim betela in a case where they didn't see each other. Right? Edus miyuchedes, they didn't see each other. You're creating this halacha of nimsa karvo betela by mamonis. And it's a chumra that exists by mamonis more than the fashels. Why more than the fashels? By nefashos, if it's, there isn't a joint re'iyah, they didn't see each other, then what's the halacha? How many edios do you have in the Mishnah? Harei elu shtei edios. The im nimsa echa b'em karvo pasul, according to that, what lies in the words of the Mishnah? If it's shtei edios, so then what comes out of that? Im nimsa karvo pasul, ein achas b'sos chavet. And what are you doing, the Ravid? What your pshat and Rav Nachman is establishing what standard by Mamonis, what's going to come out by Mamonis? That if you have a case of Shtayim, Rome, Eilus, Eilu, the Ravid talked about one, it'll be the same thing, two, and they don't see each other, and one of the Edom of one of the Kitos, that they didn't see each other, is a Karvo Pasul. What would you say the din would be? What would the rabbi say the din would be according to the Pshat of Nachman? What's the halacha? So we throw out the other cut as well. But what's my nefashos? What's clear in the Mishnah? So that means the other eight cut still stands. So that means we're being machmir more by mamonis more than nefashos. So is that really a kasha in the rabbi? How is it a kasha in the rabbi? Comes Exos and says, what kind of kasha is that? That chumrah that you just identified as a chumrah of mamonis more than the fashos is a natural outgrowth of a kula of mamonis versus fashos. It's just the inverse. Namely, what else is true? Why is this true that by mamonis, if one of the two kitos that don't see each other is a karvo pasul, that the other kat becomes disqualified? Why is that true? Because there's a natural tziruf between the two kitos even though they didn't see each other. But why is that true? It's true because it's also true, equally true, that if you had one and one by mamonis, so what would be the halacha? You can accept the edus. And why can you accept the edus? Because they are naturally connected, even without seeing each other. And therefore, naturally, it comes out of that, is that there'll be nimtzah kavur pasul. It's one and the same halacha. It's a chumra by mamonis. And in that regard, nefashos, in fact, is more chamor, because by nefashos you can't create a tziruf to kill a person. So like, and the standard of nefashos for tziruf is higher, and the standard for tziruf by mamonis is lower. So it could come out in one respect the chumra, in respect the kula, but it's all one and the same halacha. It's a direct outgrowth of the din of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah, in other words, is reflecting, as we noted before, the way the Mahalach of Rashi and the Rach that we built out before, in the Mishnah of Shtayim, Ein Ron Eilus Eivos, Shtei Eidios, that halacha is reflecting the halacha of Eidus Miuchedes being possible by Nefashos. That's what we said, according to Rashi and Mirach. And Mamanis, where Eidus Miuchedes is kosher, the din would not be that way. They'd be considered to be one cut. So what's bothering the Ritzvah? Lama Nachmir. Lama Nachmir. This is exactly, it just cuts both ways. It's one and the same halacha. The Tziruf by Mamanis is a lower bar. The Tziruf on Nefashos is a higher bar. The chips fall where they do. So in terms of the Echad Echad case, the Fashos is going to fail the test to kill the person. Mamanis will combine because they naturally combine, even if they didn't see each other. When it comes to Shtayim Shtayim, by Nimsa Karvel Pasul application, by the Fashos, there'll be Shtay Adios and you won't be able to, you won't be Mavato, the other cut. By Mamanis, where they're naturally Mitzuref without seeing each other. So you won't be, so what's the big deal? Why did the Ritva have this question? Why? What does that show us? Moshe, what does it show us about the Ritva's reading of the Mishnah? Is it dependent on the halacha of Eidus Miuchedes being possible by Nefashos? Or is it equally valid by Mamanis?
I have a question.
Wait. Answer my question first, then answer your question.
That's not my
question. Why don't you answer my question?
Can you ask it again?
Okay, of course. For the Ritva to ask this kasha on the right, Lama Nachmir. What you're saying is you're creating a chumrah by Mamanis more than the Nefashos. What does that indicate about how the Ritva understood the din of the Mishnah? That by Shtayim Shtayim, that they don't see each other, they're two adios by Nefashos. Is that specifically connecting to the fact that by Nefashos, Eidus Miuchedes is pasul, and by Mamanis, this din would not apply? Or is it totally unrelated to that distinction of Eidus Miuchedes? The fact that Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Mamanis is not connect, and by Nefashos is possible, is not part of what our Mishnah is discussing. Put in other terms, what's the other way to understand Eidus Miuchedes being kosher by Mamanis? One way was to say that they combine even without thinking, they combine. What's the other way? One and one is enough. One and one is enough. You don't need to combine them. If, and the Ritva, you see, says himself in the other paragraph, exactly mefurish that way, that if you had one and one, and one of them is, turns out to be a karov, so the other one is mechayev a shvur. What does that show you? Do they combine as one entity of a karov shtayim? No. No, if that's true, then the din of the Mishnah, that shtayim shtayim, that don't see each other, are not combined into one cut for the halachas of Zon, Achiz, and Mukulan, and etc. Is that specific to Nefashos, or is that equally true by Mamanis? Here the issue is, do we have a tziruf here? Do we have a tziruf? If they didn't see each other, do we have a tziruf? The Mishnah says no. Why not? They didn't see each other. By Mamanis, do we have a tziruf? I Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Mamanis. So that's not doing anything. That's a separate halacha. That's because you don't need two. You need one and one. If you hold like the tzad of the Chakira, that Eidus Miuchedes is kosher because one and one need not equal two, but I can use one and one to paskin, then when I do need a tziruf for halachas of Achiz and Mekulan and Nitzakar v'Pasul, so the standard is identical to what the Mishnah says, which means you need to have Yiroh and Elus Elu. So the din of the Mishnah that states this man, even though it's talking about Nefashos, the din is equally true by Mamanis. The fact that Eidus Miuchedes is kosher by Mamon doesn't in any way impact on the din of the Mishnah to limit it to Nefashos, more than Mamanis. The din is as valid by Mamanis as Nefashos, right? So then I understand perfectly why the Ritva is bothered by the Ravid. Because the Ritva asks, what you're saying here is, in Rav Nachman, that we're machmir more by Mamanis more than the Nefashos. You're saying by Mamanis it become one cat without seeing each other, and by Nefashos they're not becoming one cat when they don't see each other. Well, the answer seems to be yeah, but that's what the Mishnah is obviously saying. The Mishnah is predicated on the fact that no, for the Ritva it's not true. It's not predicated on it. this is a new thing he's hearing from the Rebbe. I don't think it's correct. And the Ritva's own bias is in that direction. The Ritva himself writes in the other paragraph, Mefurish, that Nimsa Echad Me'em Pasul Chaver Mechaibu Shvua. And now I understand why the Ritva said on Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, Eina Mechuvah. When the Rashi, he quotes the Rashi's Pshat of El Me'ata, V'din Nefashas Tatzil, he quoted Rashi, didn't like it, and he brought another Pshat, it has to do with darshaning the words of the Pasul. Because the way Rashi is learning it, you're already assuming more than the Ritva would like to assume about the nature of Dini Mamanis, Miuchedes Din Kasha. So with the Ritva, all that meant is you don't need a Tzeirah. So what I have here in the Ravid on the one hand, for the Ravid, the Pshat in the Gemara is that Rav Shuv ben Karcha doesn't need a Tzeirah in his case of Halva Halva. In the case of two windows with one Halva, then there is a Tzeirah. And that's the Chiddush of Rav Nachman. The Ritva, on the other hand, he understood that the din of Rav Nachman is that you don't need them to combine into two. But to the extent that you need a tziruf for nefashos, or for nimsa karvel paso, or yizum ukulan, bein bedin nefash bein imamnes, the standard is identical. So he looks at the Rabbi and says, Rav Nachman. Now your question. The words Nachmir, maybe are misleading. I think the point of Nachmir means that we're passing the Eidim, the rest of the Eidim. So the Ritva is asking that by Nefashos in a case like this, you're viewing them as two entities. You would view them as two entities, and therefore you wouldn't pass over the others, because they're two entities, two adios. And by Mamanist, you're creating this new standard that you're mitzarif them with in a way that you wouldn't normally be mitzarif by nefashos.
Right.
And that's bothering the Ritva. Yeah?
And it's kind of like a two-step process, meaning initially by Mamanist, you'll have one and one, who will mitzarif to Mechayiv the guy.
Yeah.
But in the end of the day,
yes, it will also cut the other direction.
Then
that's correct, and that's why the Ravid doesn't have this problem that the Ritva is asking.
Why can the Mamanist be on the first part instead of the second part?
No, right? You're right. In other words, what's a chum in one case is a kuh in the other case.
Right, right.
That's what the Kso says in defense of the Ravid. They quote it in the bottom of the Ritva. You have the new, or the Kso, you find the right line. They quote it. If you knew Ritva, quote the Russian of the Ravid of the Kso. Kulo Chumro, if you have it, you'll there's a Russian here, the Ksos brings, here, okay, I'll read you the Russian, it's in the Ksos. Uberit Fasham Kasavuk, the right column, toward the bottom, 5-6 lines from the bottom on the right column, Amud Pei Vav. Uberit Fasham Kasav al Divya Raibizal, Ve'eno Nachon, Duloma Nachmir Din Mamnes Yosefin Nefashos. Right? And he continues words that we just read. V'li nira, this is two lines from the bottom, to listen to what the Ksos writes. V'li nira kishitas harayvid. Mishum dekulo chumro, v'chumro kulo. You're asking lama nachmir. It's not per se a chumro. It's a manifestation of what would in other situations be a kula. This way comes a chumro. But that doesn't bother me. That which is a kula in Mamanis can turn out in another instance to be a chumrah, and what's a chumrah in nefashos in other instances can turn out to be a kula in this instance. Meaning, v'heicha de mitztarfin b'kashrusan, when they be mitztarf b'kashrusan, when you have kosher edim, so where do they more readily become mitztarf as a peer to accomplish? Where? By what area of Torah? Dinei? Mamanis. So there, there where they're mitzdarif bekashrusan more readily, mitzdarfin bepeslusan in the context of disqualifying the rest. Umishim hachi, v'dinin nefashos, the bekashrusan a mitzdarfin atsheyu ke'echad, v'yagidu ke'echad, we'll get to that's the Rama, hu ha'din nami bepeslusan, v'inan v'yev agadu ke'echad. Avo v'dinin mamines, da'fiu ha'vo acha ha'va mitzdarfin, here he brings the Chubin Karcha, hu ha'din bepeslusan lo be'inan v'yev agadu ke'echad. What the Ksos is saying essentially is, what do you mean lo menachmir? It's exactly the same halacha, just translated in a different context. That's what you're saying. The problem, though, with Ksos is he went a little bit too far. He overreached. And that's what the footnote on the bottom quotes from of Chaim Ozer Nachiezer. The Ksos takes this yesod of the Ravid, that the mitzdareif as one entity, bekashrusan, within Rav Shul ben Karcha, even to what situation? That's reaching too far. After all, as he's pointed out, the Lashon of the Ritva could not be more clear. Even when he quotes the Ravid, he writes, Kevan the Halva Achasi. In the Meiri, even more explicit, when he quotes the Teretz of the Ravid, I gave it to you. He quotes it B'Shem Yesh Mitarzim, the same Kashub and Karcha. Yesh Mitarzim, the Edus Dikshera, meaning of Nachman's words, Perusho. He's quoting the Ravid, Lechoshev Kikat Achas. The kosher could be like one cat. Shem nimsa echad zomeim edusa b'teila afrishvua o afrishid starfim acher. It's possible even b'shvur to mitzvah to someone else. Masha enkein dalva achar alva shashen di kosher l'shvua o mitzvah acher. There you have it. The Meiri is answering the Ravid's teretz and specifically talking about which case, the case of Yuchedes, as opposed to the other case. The Ksos overreached in that regard. But his answer is, essentially, that what's the kasha lo menachmir? It's just the other application of the other halacha, that in a different situation, maminis is more gekula. In this case, it'll come out of chumra. Why did the Ritva have a problem? Because as we see from the other Ritva, the Ritva took for granted that that halacha of miuchedes by mamon that works is not the same underlying issue of the din of the Mishnah by Shtayim Shtayim, not being mitzdarif when they don't see each other. Tziruf of Rohan Eos Eil is a constant. That's what you need for Tziruf. The Chiddush of Yuchedes by Mammon is you don't need Tziruf. You can use one and one. Therefore, the Ritva had a problem with the Ravid, Lama Nachmir. Wait. There is a Ramah that's going to throw us for a loop. The Ramah is quoted by the Tur as another Shita in terms of Nimsa Karva Pasa. We didn't mention it on Amid Aleph, but we'll mention it now. And now we have to think about it very carefully. The Ramah says, it's quoted in Mufi Yosef as well. Just before we do that, just mention one thing. It could be what the Ksos says within the Ravid, which is not correct. It could be, you look at the Mukhe Yosef, I think the Mukhe Yosef could be construed to say that there is a tziruf even of Rishu Mekarcha's case. He says Rishu Mekarcha learned from Idus Miuchedes by Mammon to his halacha, Havach Harba. He puts Havach Harba in the same category as Miuchedes. There's a Mukhe Yosef, I didn't give it to you, I found it afterwards. You take a look and you see what I'm referring to. The Ramah, quoted by the Tur, says the following chiddush. You remember Amid Aleph, everybody. Emasai bisman shehisru behen, i.e., what does Rebbe tell us? You can only say Nitzakov apostle when the eight apostle had what in his mind? Kavan alayin, excellent. But otherwise, he won't spoil it for the others. Says the Ramah, wait a second. Should that age, shalok kivin lahoyed, testify ke'echad, the toch de dibur of the other Aden, he will spoil it if you had Haggadah ke'echad. Moreover, says the Ramah, another point, this that we say, if you have shtei ri'iyos that are chalukos, that are not seeing each other, lo ra zeh zeh. They come and they say they didn't see each other, but they're testifying together. Then you say nimsakavos is in the tailor. Because agada ke'echad can also unite them as one kind. Chiddush of the Ramban. Sounds like the Rush argues on it. Adoni Rav Kaval Fiel Kivin Liros ain't opposed to Elam King Diliros Kidei Lahoyed. The Bach learns the Rush argues on the Ramban. The obvious question would be from our Mishnah. What do we have in our Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is that they were these Eidim that didn't see each other, or they claimed they didn't see each other. No, they testified the Achak Tedibah of each other or Tochid Tedibah of each other. So Rav establishes the whole Anamad Aleph is Tochid Tedibah, the Stamah Mishnah is the same. But moreover, the fact that our Mishnah talks about Nimsa Achas El Memes, right? So then you have to talk about it's possibly one. If it's Eidus Achas, then we can't kill the cat that became Zomim because they're connected. And the Gemara says Anamad Aleph, the only time that this halacha holds is when Heidu Tochid Tedibah. So the Mishnah is clearly Tochid Tedibah. They made Tochid Tedibah. And yet the Mishnah says that if they didn't see each other, if that's what they report to Beis, they didn't see each other. So what's the halacha? Harei Heilu? Stadios. Second, the Ramah say that even if they didn't see each other, if they said to Haggadah Tochid Tedibah each other, Heidu Sachas. No. So what do you have to start saying? So the Ksos deals with this kasha. You look. See. No. What do you obviously have to start saying? That the Ramah understood the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about what? No, Sambam. No. Again, no, it's not true. It's Tochid Tedibah. It's not Achid. It's clear Kotei Dibah. Din Nefashos. But Din Nefashos, Re'ios Chalukos, and Agada Tochid Tedibah will not create a unity in the Kat. However, by Maminus, that's what the Ramah is discussing. There, Re'ios Chalukos, but Haggadah Ke'echad will create a unified cut for Karvo Pasuk. You can get a unified cut through Haggadah. That seems to be the approach that you have to use for the Ramah. Now, the Ksos does it his way, and he connects it to the Ravid. I think we have to say different than the Ravid. I don't think it's going to work with the Ravid. But let's figure it out, because let's figure it out. According to the Ravid, what we just spoke out from the Ravid is, By the Fashos, what did we say? You have a tziruf through Re'iyah Ka'achas. By Maminis, you need tziruf or you don't need tziruf for the Ravid. You don't need tziruf, but for Karvo Pasul, you need it and you have it. You have it without Re'iyah Ka'achas. That, as long as it's Miuchedes, right? Not the case of Shulma Ka'achas, but the case of Miuchedes, you have a tziruf without it. No, so then where's the Ramah fit in? Eidus Miuchedes, Haggadah Ke'echad passes them. What do you need Haggadah Ke'echad? Just the Re itself should be enough. What do you need Haggadah Ke'echas? Maybe as follows. So why should you need to add Haggadah Ke'echas to the mix? Manafshach. By the first shows, Haggadah Tochid Tedibah won't help you. Stay Re'ios. Bye! Mominous. So the Re'iyah Ka'achas is enough. They're already mitzur. I mean, sorry, not Re'iyah Ka'achas, but the fact that it is Miuchedes is enough to combine them. Must be that the Ramah goes in this regard like which approach? That it is Miuchedes, is it mitzuref inherently? Are they mitzuref inherently? Who holds that they are? The Rashi, the Rach, the Ravid. But what did the Ritva hold? You don't need it. Right? Comes the Ramah and adds, but something can create it for them. What? Haggadah Ke'echad. That may be where the Ramah is going to fit into. So we can mix and match a little bit. What we've done for the Ramah is to suggest that in one regard, he's like the Ritva. In one regard, his take on Eidus Miuchedes by Mammon is not 1 and 1 equals 2, but 1 and 1 is enough. But if you want 1 and 1 to equal 2, binogea, the halach of karbo pasul, for example, something else can do it for you. What can do it for you? Haggadah Ke'echad. By nefashos, on the other hand, if when they're coming together, they report to Beis Din and they say, this that we're reporting about what we saw is, he was in this window, he was in this window, then you're not, or 2 and 2 in the same situation, that's not going to be able to create the Haggadah Kachas if the Haggadah itself is bringing to based in the information, as we discussed on the Aleph, that they are separate from each other. That's because it's nefashos. However, and even those Haggadah Kachas. But by Mamanis, the Rama says, where the Re'ios don't need to be Mitzarif them. In other words, you don't need Hatzirif. Then Haggadah can create the Tzirif. Okay. Let's talk about Losana. Okay?